Turning now to some news from the world of sports. The nation's second longest winning streak in men's college basketball is now at 17 games. The America East Conference crown has been secured. The best regular season record for a UVM hoops team is in the books. And if any other team in America East wants to forge a path to the NCAA tournament, they're going to have to travel through Burlington to get there. Playing in front of a sellout crowd at Patrick Gymnasium last night, the University of Vermont Catamounts beat the Albany Great Danes 62-50 and locked up the number one seed in the America East Conference playoffs as a result. UVM is now 25-5, a perfect 15-0 against America East opponents, and charging like a juggernaut toward the conference tournament with one game left in the regular season against Stony Brook. If they win that, they'll be the first America East team to go undefeated against conference opponents in 25 years. What makes this UVM team so hard to beat is that the scoring gets spread around so evenly. You can't focus on shutting down one or two players because there's always another who can compensate. Last night, Peyton Henson had 18 points, Ernie Duncan added 13, and Anthony Lamb recovered from a slow start to pour in 12. UVM is not looking past the conference tournament, but they are far and away the favorite to win it and to get the automatic NCAA bid that would follow. If that happens, there will be a lot of talk about the potential for upsetting some of the more nationally recognized teams that will be hoping for March Madness glory. Stay tuned. In women's college hockey, the St. Michael's Purple Knights took on Franklin Pierce in the play-in game for the New England Hockey Conference playoffs yesterday. They were eyeing an upset of the third-seeded Ravens, with the teams tied at one headed into the third period, but the Ravens pulled away for a 3-1 win that ends the Purple Knights' season. Jordan Monbaquette scored the lone goal for St. Michael's in the loss. In other news from St. Mike's, swimming and diving senior and Colchester native Lindsay McNall became the first swimmer in program history selected to compete at an NCAA championship. McNall will compete in two events, the 100 and 200-yard backstroke, when she takes to the pool in the NCAA tournament on Friday, March 10th. To the pro ice of the NHL, and it couldn't last forever. After rattling off four straight wins under new interim coach Bruce Cassidy, the Boston Bruins suffered their first loss under Cassidy in a 5-3 defeat in Anaheim against the Ducks last night. Richard Rackel scored twice for the Ducks, while the Bruins got goals from Zdeno Chara and Brandon Carlo. More signs that Cassidy's desire to have the defense get more involved in the offense is working. Frank Vatranos also scored for the Bruins, but the Ducks killed off five Boston power plays, limiting the damage. No rest for the Bruins. They skate against the LA Kings at the Staples Center tonight. The Bruins are back in that uncomfortably familiar spot where every game from now until the end of the season is like a playoff game to make the playoffs. With the loss last night, the Bruins fell out of a playoff spot, passed in the standings by the New York Islanders and Toronto Maple Leafs, but a win tonight could vault them back over the Islanders, who are idle, while the Leafs skate against the New York Rangers. That's how tight things are in the Eastern Conference, and the two potential points for every win are really critical at this time of year. Finally, the NBA's trading deadline is today, and the Boston Celtics are wondering whether to sit tight, hold on to their coveted draft picks, including the one they own from the Brooklyn Nets, which is likely to produce the number one pick in the draft, or to make a blockbuster deal and bring in a superstar player like Chicago's Jimmy Butler or Indiana's Paul George, two names that have been bandied about in relation to the Celtics. A dark horse surprise move would be prying Carmelo Anthony away from the New York Knicks. My guess, though, is that GM Danny Ainge will not make any deal that includes giving away that potential number one pick.